This is All Things Mac. You should be expecting a new educational Mac. Apple and Nike will be doing some cool stuff together. And have you ever had the desire to do an ultrasound at home? Well, now you can. Today is Monday, May 29th, 2006. Happy Memorial Day, everyone, and what a memorious week it has been. This is Jason Katz with the Inn. Apple Insider reports that Apple is reportedly working on a new educational-level Mac. The Mac is supposed to take over for the old CRT eMac that Apple doesn't really sell much anymore. It is said that it will be an LCD all-in-one computer similar to the current iMac Core Duo. The processor will probably not be a Core Duo, and the price hopefully will be reasonable. It is predicted that the Mac will come out around September, just in time to be too late for school. Apple and Nike announced a partnership Tuesday in which there will be a new set of shoes that will work with your iPod. Nike announced a new product called the Nike Plus iPod, which will enhance an athletic lifestyle and do so easily. The first product announced was the Nike Plus Air Zoom. It will have sensors that will fit into the insoles of your shoes. These sensors will connect wirelessly to your iPod Nano and tell information about your running. Then when you connect your iPod to your computer, it will upload your information to a website and you can read it there, I guess. It seems like this will be an interesting partnership. It is expected to be available starting in mid-July. The cost of the receiver will set you back $29. For more information, visit NikePlus.com. If you want to see your unaborted baby more times than you have to slip all over to the doctor's office to get an ultrasound, there's now technology for you. Direct Medical Systems has released the Plug and Play Ultrasound Probe System, otherwise referred to as the PPUPS, not to be confused with UPS. The probe weighs 7.5 ounces and will hook up to your computer via USB. If you're interested in playing doctor, figure you'll have to pay a pretty penny. Following FDA approval, they're expected to sell around $3,700 a pop. And that concludes today's Memorial Edition of All Things Mac. You can email me at allthingsmacintosh@gmail.com. If you want, check out my website, allthingsmac.podomatic.com. When you get the time, I don't ask you to not vote for me on Podcast Alley. Today's fact is that the U.S.'s 42nd president was not George W., but actually All Things Mac. But please don't blame your political problems on ATM. It's just a podcast. This is Jason Katz, reminding you to lock your doors and windows.